Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
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 Hello, everybody!
Hello, baby!
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley.
Here I come to save the day.
You're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, a trio of tunes featuring the word bonsai from Dick Dale and his Deltones, The Astronauts, and Atomic Mosquitoes. Beth Riley has a deep track from the Beach Boys in her Surf's Up Beth's Beach Boys break. We board the Catching a Wave time machine for a trip back to the 80s. We'll visit the week ending November the 5th, 1988, to hear three songs on the Billboard Hot 100, including the song at the top. And we'll drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. Plus, we bring you some of the best music out there from Los Straitjackets, Surfer Joe, The Explorers Club, The Kranzers, Goons, The Desolate Coast, The Bomboras, La La's, The Incomprehensible Static, Tiki Riot, and more. Let's kick it off with a new tune from the Green Reflectors. Here's Hot Ticket.
We'll be right back.
That's a song called The Slasher from Tiki Riot, from the EP A Strange and Terrible Demo. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is by a band that was formed in Raton, New Mexico. They recorded at Norman Petty's studio in Clovis, New Mexico. Now, after Buddy Holly passed, Norman had this band play behind some rehearsal and home demo vocals that he owned of Buddy Holly. But this instrumental came out in 1961. More info and the tune coming up later. Up next, new single from the Kranzers. This is called Minx.
Hey, this is Maxi from the Kranzers, and you are listening to Catching a Wave with our friend Jammin' James Riley.
Mother of all life, a fragile paradigm of grace and moistness. Even the tiniest seagrass plays a part in her delicate and eternal ballet.
Johnny is in the house.
More music! More music!
Thank you.
a heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard La La's from their self-titled new album and the tune Goodbye Ghost. Fitting since we're saying goodbye to 2021 soon. Now before that, the incomprehensible Static and the tune Quarter Mile Burnout. Up next, a Bonsai Trio. Three songs mentioning bonsai. We've got Atomic Mosquitoes, The Astronauts, and kicking us off, guitar hero Dick Dale and his Deltones and a tune appearing on the 1964 album Summer Surf. It's Bonsai Washout.
Hi, this is Dick Dale, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with my man Jammin' James Riley. This is my daddy's name, James.
Grammy put a dinghy in my board.
Bonsai, pipe, pine, shooting the curl. Ten goes over, man, he's caught in a swirl. Everybody jumps and they point and shout.
Oh, I wish I knew what they were talking about.
One more.
I just don't understand anything they're talking about. This is way over my head.
One more.
I've got to buy me a dictionary or something.
One more.
I'm going in there, man.
Up a Bonsai Trio, Atomic Mosquitoes. That's Bonsai Fallout. Before that, Bonsai Pipeline by The Astronauts. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's by a band that was formed in Raton, New Mexico, and they recorded at Norman Petty's studio in Clovis, New Mexico. Now, after Buddy Holly passed, Norman had this band play behind some rehearsal and home demo vocals that he had from Buddy Holly. This instrumental single reached number 29 on the UK singles chart in August 1960. The answer and the tune coming up later. But right now, time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
It's time for Surf's Up.
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This one is a cover song written by Ursel Hickey, who was the originator of the song as well. It can be found on the Beach Boys' album 2020 from 1969. It peaked at number 61 on the Billboard chart and number 56 on the Cashbox sales chart. This song has also been recorded by Robert Plant, Dick and Dee Dee, Ronnie Hawkins, and Richie Valens. It features Carl Wilson, Mike Love, and Bruce Johnston on lead vocals. Let's catch the party wave with Bluebirds Over the Mountain. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
Yeah. Hey, this is Jason Brewer from the Explorers Club, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard a new track from the Explorers Club on their new album, Wattage, which has some great covers on there, including this one of Hurt So Bad. Originally recorded by Little Anthony and the Imperials in 1965. Then Letterman had a hit with it in 1969, and Linda Ronstadt had a hit with it in 1980. Cool to hear the Explorers Club and this hit version from 2021. Up next, The Desolate Coast, and the title track to their EP, This Can't Be a Dream.
Thank you.
From the album The Return of the Up Up Sound, that's the Bomboras, the tune Heads or Tails. Time now to board the Catching a Wave time machine.
This is what makes time travel possible, the flux capacitor.
You're aboard the Catching a Wave time machine. Your surfboards are safely stowed in the back. We're setting our destination for the week ending November the 5th, 1988. Back to the 80s. Coming in at number 41, up from number 47, is a band from Los Angeles, California, originally called The Colors. And then they changed their name to The Bangs and then The Bangles. This song is the first single from their third album called Everything. The songwriters Billy Steinberg, Tom Kelly, and Susanna Hoffs from The Bangles all grew up in the 1960s, and their love from the music from this time period really shows. They even say that this is kind of a throwback to Moni Moni. This song went on to peak at number 5 in January of 1989, but at number 41 for the week ending November 5th, 1988, this is The Bangles and In Your Room.
You got
We're safely aboard the Catching a Wave time machine, and we're at our destination for the week ending November the 5th, 1988. Coming in at number 28 is a tune that moves down from 19 the week before, but had already peaked at number 4 a bit earlier on the Billboard Hot 100. They're from Rockford, Illinois, and also members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're channeling their best Elvis Presley in this one. Coming in at number 28 for the week ending November the 5th, 1988, covering the Elvis hit Don't Be Cruel, this is Cheap Trick.
Well, you know I can be found sitting all alone. If you can come around, at least please telephone. But don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Baby, if I made you mad with something I might have said, please forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. But don't be it's true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over and love me. You know I want you to stay. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Let's walk.
We're strapped in the Catching a Wave time machine, and we're about to hear the number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 for the week ending November the 5th, 1988. Now, this is actually their first number one in 22 years. The song mentions real Caribbean islands, including Aruba, Jamaica, Bermuda, Montserrat, and plenty more. But the actual place that they say is off the Florida Keys is a made-up island. Still, we can all picture what it must look like, and we can sing every word. It was even nominated for the Grammy Award for Best Song Written Specifically for a Motion Picture or Television in 1988, as it was the big song from the movie Cocktail. And number one for the week ending November the 5th, 1988, of course, we're talking about a place that you want to go. It's Kokomo by the Beach Boys.
This song is number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Hi, this is Mike Love of the Beach Boys, and you're listening to my pal Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave. Surf's up.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all.
bodies in the sand. Tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Kokomo,
Aruba, Jamaica.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. And time now to find out what our Jammin' James jukebox selection of the week is. So let's drop a coin in the jukebox. This is from a band that was formed in Raton, New Mexico. They recorded at Norman Petty's studio in Clovis, New Mexico. Now, after Buddy Holly passed, Norman had this band play behind some rehearsal and home demo vocals by Buddy Holly. This instrumental came out in 1961. It's the Fireballs and Quite a Party on the Jammin' James Jukebox. Thank you.
everybody, this is Surfer Joe from Italy, and you're listening to Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave. Stay stoked, and see you soon.
This is Eddie Angel of Los Straitjackets. Keep it tuned here to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
It's brand new single from Los Straitjackets, April Showers. Also in the mix, the latest from Goons and Junkie for Your Love. And we also heard the latest from Surfer Joe in the mix there from his High Tide Recordings album World Traveler. And the tune, The Last Wave. Hey, I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.